Welcome to the Craft Beer Connoisseurs. I'm Chris.
I'm Tyler.
And I'm Brett, and I'm a huge fan of our producer, Ian.
You are.
Why is that?
I don't know. He made this whole thing about me.
You
I'm
know
just
what?
So happy he's you done know, this.
People don't know this, but this is actually take two. And I think it's, you should mention.
He's your actual tracks.
So it's funny because I don't know about you, Chris, but I actually forgot that Brett was here.
You were so stuck in the 2 weeks ago when I wasn't here that yeah. like, why can't we just keep that happening?
And that's why I just went ahead and I didn't even turn on his mic.
And yeah, I know.
We rolled into it.
In all fairness, should my mic be turned on all the time? Probably not.
No.
Now, wasn't it like the Nine Poets episode when, I forget who our producer was. Because
I didn't
really like him, but he really, really liked you.
Yes, because he was the one driving me home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys, so, but I like Ian more.
But we do. We've got all these producers. They all love Brett. Like, I think we need
it's
to.
It's a sympathy thing.
So I think it's one of those things that I am the glue of,
is that right?
Of the podcast.
Okay.
Which is why you guys missed me so much that you guys had to talk for like an hour and a half.
You know the difference between like a glue stick and like a good like Elmer's kind of like wood
white glue?
Glue? No, wood glue.
Oh, wood glue. Okay.
You're like the glue stick.
Yeah.
You know? You can like, only stick paper together.
I thought I was like super glue and just...
No, you're not Gorilla Glue. No. Sorry, pal.
What can you do?
But because...
Did anybody have glue references on their bingo card? Because I sure as hell didn't.
And I'm sure a lot of people wouldn't have seen this one coming, but you and your best friend, Ian.
Yes.
Are you guys carpooling tonight or no?
I don't think so.
No?
You know what? I know what happened. I know what happened. And I can explain this.
Okay.
First, let's give a little bit of a preamble, right? So this is what Ian's put down for today's producer special, and we apologize to everybody who is listening. But Fife recently traveled to Dominican, which is why he was not present on some previous episodes.
In all fairness, I did try to chime in, but our good friends at CTV did not allow it to happen.
Okay.
It was a CTV issue, I think.
Sure.
My plan actually was to FaceTime in for that episode, by the way.
Was it?
I was actually going to try to FaceTime just for a couple minutes.
Oh.
Yeah. And then obviously some things happened that didn't allow it to occur. Sure. But that was actually my plan.
Well,
I don't know how the audio would have hooked up and whatnot for it.
No, I would have held you close.
Yeah. We're actually thrilled that you didn't.
Yeah. It was actually a better episode because of it.
Oh. I could have gave my lovely live review.
It's true. It's true. We could actually piped you in. But you did go to the Dominican with your family for vacation.
I did, yes.
Which is obviously why you missed it, which we discussed. Mm-hmm. Now, while you were there, you did try some craft beers. You visited a local brewery.
As now, one does.
Yeah.
When they go on vacation.
But hear me out. On this producer special, I can tell you with 100% certainty that we are not drinking a beer today. But
we're definitely not drinking one from Dominican.
But I do know that Brett might have persuaded Ian with some beer from the Dominican. And that's why this episode is about him. That's my theory. Conspiracy?
I think not. I would not doubt it.
I think he...
It was not a beer.
No.
It was not a beer.
No, it was.
I did maybe persuade him. He hasn't gotten it yet. He will soon. Potentially with a growler.
Oh, see? There's always something.
Okay.
Did it make its way into the car for the evening? No.
Yeah.
Will it make its way to Ian's house eventually? No.
I knew that.
We can talk about it. We can talk about a pushback. And I believe I did take a couple pictures of the growler that will be in a nice 4x3 square format.
Yep.
That potentially might make our Instagram.
It's good that you know that.
Okay.
But yes. I knew that there was something behind it, and we found it. We found it, guys.
Yeah, there you go.
Detective, some might say yes.
Others would say.
Yes. Also.
So there you go. So I think the format of this one, it's going to be very awkward, and I don't like it.
It's like an interview style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're on the hot seat, buddy.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. All right. So
first question: where's my beer?
In all fairness, I believe I got one for you last year. Okay.
So you remember that one? What have you done for me today?
I have absolutely nothing. For the reason
this was because of your wife.
My wife. B, the fact that last year I flew from Friday to Saturday, and this year I did a Sunday to Sunday, or early Monday morning when I got in.
Yeah.
And I did not want to be burdened with the task of going through customs and having them to search my bags for six beers at 2 a.m. in the morning, when then I had to drive home and be home at 4:30 in the morning, and then I had to go to work for 8:30.
Sounds like a you problem.
Definitely a me problem. but it's one of those things where, yeah, I just didn't want to go. And also, last year I flew into Hamilton, this year I flew into Toronto. Bit of a different story. Besides the point.
Okay.
So,
but I did last year in 2023, I did bring a beer for each of you, which you did have.
So in 2025, you're going to have to pick a better flight time to allow for time to be, you know, go through a longer customs. So
sure. If I do end up going next year, then yes, I will pick. Probably going to try to fly out of Kitchener. Maybe better.
Okay.
Might not end up in
maybe Canada. London.
Maybe not end up in Punta Canada. Might end up somewhere else, but just fly out of KW. Maybe end up in Vegas. That wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. Anyway, so apparently it's supposed to be interviewed, so you guys keep asking questions. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, honestly, you lost a lot of points on question one in this interview process.
Yeah. Well, number two. Mm-hmm. Okay. You checked in a bunch of beers on Untappd.
Yes.
Local ones, I believe.
Yes, there was a few locals and a few imports, correct.
Where did you find them?
Well, I went to the grocery store.
All right. Question three.
All right. Yeah.
Simple as that. So, in terms of where, so my in-laws, they have a kind of thing through a rental property that each year they get to go back to Putacana, more specifically Bavaro, and they give their list of dates, and then this company gives them where they're supposed to stay. So this year they were in Pool Garden. Last year, I think we were in like Beach Garden or something like that. Anyway, so there is a grocery store about a 3.5 minute walk.
Okay.
Called the Supermercado.
Yeah.
Where they actually have a decent craft beer selection.
Nice.
They also have what is known as Presidentes.
Yes.
Who doesn't have a good Presidente.
Yeah.
Right. So actually, yeah, the only thing that is the issue is they are not in a fridge.
Oh.
So the first night
can't drink them right away.
Yeah, first night's a little bit rough. but my father-in-law did do some hunting beforehand, and got me a few beers that were refrigerated, just like the beers that we had on the Broadhead episode.
Yes,
that I could have as soon as we got there because it was a long travel day.
Well, that's nice of him.
Yes. Did I have beers in the Pearson Airport and on the plane? Absolutely. But
as one does.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Hey, I mean, Flair and Phillips Brewing out of Vancouver have a kind of a deal. So I was able to try the Tilt Lager while I was on the aircraft.
Cool.
It was really a good distraction from my screaming daughter and my sleeping wife. So
what would you prefer more out of those two?
Silence.
Sleeping wife.
Sleeping wife.
Yeah.
Very good.
Not wrong.
Interesting yes. About the Tilted beer, though.
Yes. It was actually good beer. Yeah.
Weird beer to have on a plane due to the naming convention.
Right.
Yes.
But alas, here we are.
They did have the blue.
Excuse me, sir. This is our interview. Okay. You will answer the questions in which we will ask.
All right.
Thank you. Any local beers or most of them imports, or what were we kind of
recommending? So there was
excuse me, the etiquette during this interview is terrible. Let me finish the question. I can't
wait till you go on vacation. We drill you with questions.
I will be bringing back growlers to get an episode.
Yeah.
The question is as follows. Any local beers or were they all imports?
My turn. This is me now?
Please go ahead.
Okay. Yes.
If anybody should know how to do an interview, I would think it would be you, but I'm cautiously thinking that.
Well, it's
not.
One of those things where interviews in a professional manner, absolutely. Interviews in this form, not so much.
This is professional.
This is quite professional, yes. Actually.
And the disrespect is palpable.
Yes. Right. So in terms of local beers, there were a couple local ones from the Dominican Republic, most specifically Santo Domingo, but most of them were imports from Germany, Spain, and actually the U.S., so last year when I went, there were no U.S. imports whatsoever, besides your Budweisers and Blue Moons. But there was actually a couple from, I believe, Prison Pals.
Oh.
Yes, which is a brewery in Florida. And then there was also High Tilt, which was a brewery in North Carolina.
This guy's just tilted the whole time.
So,
had
a couple of each from
them. What did you enjoy more? I would think that'd be Prison Pals.
It was Prison Pals, mostly because of the labels. I mean, like, when you see a label like this, and then you're on a beach, by all means. It just makes sense.
Now, did you have your pocket, back pocket out?
No.
All right. Yes. That's a bit of a surprise to all of us. Chris, why don't you go ahead and ask the next question-ish?
Now, I understand you attended a brewery.
Yes. Is so there was correct? One day that it had rained, and we figured that was the best day to go to a brewery.
Sorry. I believe this is a yes, no question.
Yes. Can you please just refrain from additional comment?
Chris. Is this like an interrogation right now?
No, it's an interview. You're just doing terrible at it. Chris, go ahead.
Because I have follow-ups. So, okay. You attended a brewery, yes?
Yes.
Yes. What was the brewery called?
Sir Cerveza Putacana.
Sir what?
Sir Cerveza Putacana.
Okay. Right. You've been working on your Spanish?
Si, senor.
Can I ask a follow-up
Yes, please.
Goddamn Duolingo is working.
Thank you. Now, what beers did you have at said brewery?
Uno Secondo.
No, sorry.
That's not it.
That doesn't. You're supposed to be prepared for the questions here.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Did you not get the script ahead of time? Looks absolutely like Ian not. Has failed you.
Yeah, come on, Ian. So,
the first one I had was a Mango Passion Sour.
Okay.
Followed by a Hefeweizen.
Good.
A strong lager, which was quite strong. I do admit that. The Citra and Mosaic IPA. And then at the end, I did have the Summer Ale, which is kind of like a, almost like the version of a Blue Moon.
Okay.
There was also other beers like the Canita Amber that I gave you guys last year that were I also yes. had. Pretty
I
much
can't really remember it because I didn't have it recently, but okay.
Yeah, well, it's in your tap profile. Go look at it. so pretty much everything that they had on tap there, I at least tried either for the first time or again.
Thank you.
Yes.
Can you describe the tap room?
So the tap room, very spacious, okay? Honestly, if it would be a brewery, for example, that if you were to place it right in Ontario, would have no problems. It's very, very nice in there, actually. I would say about seating for about 150 people, both
that's big.
On the first floor, the second floor, which has about seating for like 8, and then the third floor.
Oh,
I don't know why the second floor has seating for 8. No idea. Just more like a landing between the first and the third.
Because it can fit more people.
Probably. Yes. 8 more. The server was very nice, but also not really knowledgeable, because I explained on the flight process.
Did you did you craft beer explain? Is that what you did?
Yeah. So I'm telling you that she's very nice, but not knowledgeable.
I know. So you craft beer explained.
Was she an English speaker?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how do you know she wasn't knowledgeable?
Because I had to get
Duolingo, probably.
Because I had to get Google Translate out and explain. Numero dos, numero tres, and then I think I ordered like 2, 4, 6, and 7, and I end up with like 1, 3, like 5, and 9. Like,
now,
she's like, these are the ones you don't want, right? Okay, we'll give you these ones.
Now, in all fairness, I mean, we've listened to you say numbers and words on this podcast, and
correct, yes, but I mean, it must be the fault of Google Translate.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Not for the podcast. Podcast is on me.
Not Google Translate, you know, from a parent company, Alphabet, who's got a ton of money and AI that's built in it.
Yeah, there's no way they're doing a good job at translating.
It's definitely not my illiterate son, Brett, over here.
Who apparently cannot do an interview at all.
No. Okay, so you want to talk, so just be quiet. Now, what about your favorites? What were your favorites?
So as bad as it sounds, my favorite beer that I had in Dominican the whole time was actually one of those beers from Highwire, which was a red rye lager. It actually was quite nice. And I rated it a 4.25, and I don't think I've ever had a rye-based beer over probably a 3.25.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was just nice and smooth and went down quite well. Okay. And it was my first beer. It wasn't one of those ones where it had like 6 or 7 that day and then went to that. It was actually like my first beer of the day.
It's probably why 9 a.m.
beer. Yeah.
I don't think it was 9. It was at least 10, 15. Like, they also had a Duff beer from, I believe, from Spain. Yeah. Homer Simpson rated a 2.5, so did I.
Okay. There you go. Chris, you're probably going to ask about what his favorite beer was at that brewery, right?
Yeah, I was.
So that was the Mango Passion Sour. The one thing about the beers in Dominican that they make is, especially at this brewery, is that the Canitas Light Lager and Amber are sold pretty much anywhere. and everything else is kind of just like taproom exclusive, right?
Right.
So I did end up getting a growler of the Session IPA, which would probably be my second favorite one, but I just didn't also want to have 2 liters of Mango Passion Sour going down for the next 3 days.
Why?
Because...
Get good.
No. But anyway, so I got Session IPA because it was a nice light drinking beer that I could have on the deck, at the pool, pretty much anywhere.
Yep.
Also, it's a really fun fact that I was probably the only person traveling the beach with a growler. So you get a couple looks, just saying.
That's okay.
But then people also know that you're a craft beer person. So I did get a couple questions. Like, oh, where'd you get that from?
Explained it to them.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, I mansplained it to them astronomically.
So,
English and Spanish.
Yes.
So how many listeners should we expect?
Oh, at least 3.
Okay. You handed out some cards?
Actually, I did have a card. I didn't give one person.
You had a card that you give to one. No, honestly.
You want to know why?
Don't spread the fine word of the craft.
No, concert.
You want to know why?
Because
fine.
There is one
it's
stuck
fine.
In the backpack that we had brought.
Oh, so it was accidental.
It was accidental by all means. But when my wife didn't empty out the whole backpack, so there's actually one card in there. So I was explaining how we do this. And I was like, oh, I'm pretty sure that card. So I actually pulled out the card, and the guy was like scanning the QR code and whatnot.
You know,
it was hilarious.
These international trips, I think, are important ventures for the craft beer connoisseurs and the hosts. Whenever I go away, I give out cards all over the place. When I was in Portugal, I went every brewery. I gave out a card to pretty well everybody who was serving us, explained our story, who we were. And that's how you make these connections, because the one brewery was owned by an expat, like a Canadian.
Yeah.
And how many Portuguese beers have we had, Chris?
Yeah, that would be 0.
Yeah, okay. How many Dominican beers have you had?
Yeah. Okay, so.
I had one.
Just saying.
Here's the difference. I don't take luggage like you take luggage. I am a carry-on only guy wherever I travel.
Or he didn't do a good enough job and he could have snuck some in. Just saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to sneak some in, I guess. Yeah, I'm
you could have been on Border Control Portugal. Like,
no, it would have been Canada.
Yeah, it would have been coming home.
God, this interview's gone off the tracks here.
Yeah, well, what did you expect?
Yeah.
We have one more question for you.
One more. Go ahead, Chris.
Mercifully, this will end. What are your overall thoughts on the craft beer scene in the Dominican Republic?
So, I think the next time I do go, eventually... which probably won't be next year, it'll be a couple years from now, is that I do want to take a bus trip into Santo Domingo. There's 5 breweries there. I was able to have a couple of them while I was in Putacana, but the one thing is the filtration of the water.
Yeah.
Right?
Could
obviously
be a problem.
When you go to any restaurant while you're there, you have to get bottles of water. You can't drink their water, right?
Mm-hmm.
So them having to go through the filtration process to make it a legible enough beer to drink, that's what costs a bit more for craft beer there in Dominican versus in Ontario. And we think Ontario prices are high. Besides the other two, their prices are pretty much on par, if not even higher.
Mm.
So you're looking about almost $9 a can.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not looking at anything because I didn't go.
Just to give you a rough estimate. Nobody's in the market.
I think bottom line... that's why he didn't bring any beer back.
Oh, 100%.
Didn't want to spend $9 on
each
of us.
We're not even growler.
Actually, nine, yeah.
How much is the growler?
The growler was
$6.
$3.99.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, okay. Do you hear that, Ian?
Yeah.
You're not so special anymore.
My father-in-law was gracious enough to pick up the bill because we all went.
Oh.
No, originally it was just supposed to be myself and my wife, and we were going to get absolutely tanked there. And then with my father-in-law, my mother-in-law showed up.
They
got
spoiled
absolutely
it.
Tanked. And the only thing is they didn't have any food because we got there like right at 3 o'clock because he opened at 3. So we asked if we could get the Wendy's, which is across the street.
No, I love going to the Dominican for some Wendy's.
That's what I said. I was like,
so what'd you have?
Baconator for sure.
And how was the Baconator?
Actually quite delicious. It was actually very good. Okay. On par, I'd say.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But yeah, it was obviously a good time.
Did they have the breakfast Baconator?
Oh, well, it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, day. But yeah. If I know where
you go back, I know where the Wendy's is. Yeah, going back.
From where we stayed to where the brewery is about 25-minute Uber ride. So I did not go back to that specific Wendy's per se. Because where we stayed, there was a lot more local environments. So, sushi I had one night and pizza, a couple other things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. DR is known for pizza.
Half price margaritas.
All right.
Are you done being on the hot seat? Did you like that, or did you not like that?
Next time, I think, when Tyler has enough WestJet points, he's going to fly us all to Dominican. And we can just tour the breweries in Dominican.
I don't do WestJet points, bud.
Air Canada points? Airplane points? Or?
Tough to say. You'll never know.
ING Direct points?
He'll keep it a secret.
Yeah, because I'll be flying first class wherever I go next.
Yeah, you probably will.
Yeah. all right. So you're done talking about you. Chris, why don't we just give a brief assessment? We talked a lot about Brett, but what do you think about Brett's trip?
I mean, sounds like a good time. I would enjoy going to the Dominican Republic in February also.
It's true. It's a good time of year to go.
I still think we need that craft beer connoisseur's trip that we can put it out to any of our listeners and see if they want to join up with us. I think we should do something like that.
I think if we're going to do a trip,
it's got to go to Germany, Ireland, Brussels. I agree.
I was going to say Vegas, but okay.
Vegas?
I'll do Vegas.
The craft brewery scene in Vegas is quite good.
Right? I'll never do Vegas because this guy who did Vegas in like, hey, you know what? Let's do Vegas in August.
It was June.
I did Vegas in July and it was 46 degrees Celsius every day.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And people were wearing pants and sweaters.
Yeah. Why would I go somewhere?
Because you have to go when the pools are open.
And then you get water blisters on your back that you have to poke for like the next 2 weeks after you come back. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds good.
That was me.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me. So we'll leave that on water blisters.
Sounds like you stayed at a bad hotel.
No, it sounds like I was out in the sun too much.
Oh.
All right. Water blisters to end the episode.
Stayed at Treasure Island, okay? Like Miss Congeniality too. That's the whole reason we stayed at Treasure Island. Duh. My wife.
And that's all for today's producer special.
Thank you again for listening. Keep on listening. Every other Thursday, the Craft Beer Connoisseurs release a new episode, and on our off Thursdays for these unique producer specials.
And remember to fly safe, drink responsibly, and don't drink and drive.
So from all of us and producer Ian, who got a growler, I'm Tyler.
I'm Brett.
And I'm Chris.
And together, we're the Craft Beer Connoisseurs.